Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In West Virginia, search crews are going door to door today after at least 24 people died in flash flooding yesterday. Thousands are still without power and several houses have been destroyed. Three counties have now been approved for federal aid. Now, the flooding also severely damaged the Greenbrier Resort, forcing it to close. And that forced the PGA Tour to cancel a tournament planned for next month. Ashton Mara from West Virginia Public Broadcasting has more.
The Greenbrier Resort in White Sulphur Springs hosts the annual Greenbrier Classic in early July, but this year the event is canceled due to damage to both the hotel and golf course. In a press release, PGA Tour officials expressed sympathy for the loss of life. 15 lives were lost due to flooding in Greenbrier County, where the tour stop is located.
Ashton Mara reporting. And firefighters in Southern California are spending a hot, dry weekend trying to contain destructive wildfires. The largest of them is outside Bakersfield, and it's burned more than 55 square miles and killed two people. NPR's Nathan Rott has more.
The Erskine Fire in the Southern Sierra Nevada has destroyed at least 150 structures and poses a huge challenge to firefighters. It's burning in vegetation left tinder dry by years of drought and in steep terrain. Forecasters are calling for temperatures in the mid-90s Saturday and even the triple digits Sunday. The fire caught everyone by surprise when it started Thursday, quickly jumping from initial reports to thousands of acres, burning through communities in a matter of hours. Farther south, more than 1,000 firefighters are trying to contain two fires, collectively called the San Gabriel Complex, just north of Los Angeles. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Financial markets and governments around the world are beginning to adjust to Britain's decision this week to leave the European Union. But some in the UK who didn't want to leave aren't giving up. A petition demanding another referendum is circulating, and as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from London, it's received more than 2 million signatures so far.
The petition calls for a supermajority of 60% for such votes and a minimum turnout of 75%. Thursday's vote met neither criterion, but applying these rules retroactively is seen as unlikely. In addition, the ruling Conservative Party is consumed with a leadership contest in the wake of Prime Minister David Cameron's resignation announcement. Meanwhile, Britain's EU Commissioner, Lord Jonathan Hill, resigned, saying he's obviously disappointed in the Brexit decision and doesn't think it would be right to stay on in light of what's happened. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, London.
A New York Times fashion photographer known for his shots of emerging trends has died. The New York Times is reporting Bill Cunningham died today after being hospitalized for a stroke. He started publishing a series of photos in the Times in 1978 after a chance photo he took of Greta Garbo got editors' attention. He worked at the paper for nearly 40 years. Bill Cunningham was 87. This is NPR News. The search for a family missing off the coast of Florida has been suspended. The Coast Guard says they haven't found the 29-foot sailboat Ace Kimberly and his three teenagers were on, but they did find his body and that of his daughter. His two sons are still missing. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is now taking over that investigation. In Somalia, at least 14 people are dead after militants bombed and stormed a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. The BBC's Mary Harper reports the Islamist group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility.
The style of the attack was typical of Al-Shabaab. First, they used a car bomb to blast their way into the popular Nasr Abulod Hotel. Militants then stormed in on foot. Al-Shabaab regularly attacks hotels in Mogadishu, especially those like Nasr Abulod, which are frequented by government officials. Many Somali MPs live in heavily secured hotels, but this does not guarantee their safety. Although Al-Shabaab has lost territory in recent years, its ability to strike in the heart of the capital shows it's still powerful.
The BBC's Mary Harper reporting. The ongoing feud between China and Taiwan over unity took a hit today after Beijing cut off contact with the main Taiwanese liaison body. Beijing says it took the action because of Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen's refusal to endorse the concept of a single Chinese nation. China says Taiwan has been part of its territory since ancient times, but Taiwan functions as an independent country and it doesn't recognize Beijing's authority. This is NPR.